All right, where's my money?
Money. Money, money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
This is a reminder to all of you who converted a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA in 2010. If your Roth IRA has sustained losses as a result of the recent market downturn, you may want to consider whether it makes sense to undo your conversion. You have until October 17, 2011, to undo your 2010 conversion. If you've already filed your federal income tax return for 2010, you'll need to file an amended return if you reconvert your Roth IRA back to a traditional IRA. A reconversion can help you avoid paying income tax on the value of IRA assets that have been lost in the downturn. When you reconvert your original conversion, it is treated for tax purposes as if it never happened. On the other hand, the current market downturn also presents an opportunity to convert additional traditional IRA assets to a Roth IRA at a potentially lower tax cost than just a few months ago. So knowing whether it makes sense to reconvert your Roth conversion depends on several factors, including the extent of the losses in your Roth IRA, the potential value of the special 2010 tax deferral rule to you, and your expectations of where the markets may be headed. And as always, thank you for joining me this week for your Retirement Minute.
All right, well, John Burrs is a retirement specialist within the Christian Financial Advisor Network. That's on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. If you're looking for a trusted financial advisor in your area who practices from a faith-based perspective, simply go to www.cfanetwork.org, fill out the free brief online form, and someone from your area will be in touch with you within 3 business days. We also are proud to announce that we're unrolling here in the next several weeks the CIA Network, that is the Christian Insurance Agent Network, for those of you who are looking for health insurance, Medicare supplements, and for long-term care insurance. We're going to have that available. In the meantime, before we have that website up, if you'd like, simply email me or call us, and we can put you in touch with someone who can help you with one of those forms of insurance.